morphine. Fame like a drug, your fame like morphine. Internet chips make morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face might break my bone.
Exotic, girl, it's Europe, so erotic.
Take a break, let me break you. Oh, eat it up like Billy Joe.
The gun is locked, turned up, that's Pink Sonic.
She running, she rolling like a Cadillac. Wanna cut, I got the Cadillacs. In the future, she rush on her end. In my city, right back on her mind. She push it like a battle rocket. Baby, I'm not gonna knock it. No, last thing I do, Ashley, boo. I see the passion in you, Ashen. If you ever been down to the loop, crowds got me feeling spoiled. Crown got me feeling royal. Chevron done off the oil. I went from employee to employee. Had to get the Quella degree. I grew up with crazy like Orlando Brown. They wasn't expecting the key. Purple sky for 4:44 a.m. About to burn this Jake with some Z's. Country frat band, set my pants, shawty dance. Pop, 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 like she dropped it in Greece. She say Spino, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine. Lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your fame like morphine. Internet just make morphine.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is March 27th, 2018. This is episode number 104. We will be joined by Latrell James shortly. This is his fourth time on the program, second time as an exclusive guest, and he's called in twice as part of our New England Hip Hop Forum. So if you haven't heard, as part of the State of New England Hip Hop. So if you haven't heard those episodes, I would definitely go back and check those out. You can get them on iTunes, LFOD Radio, or Stitcher, Google Play, pretty much anywhere, LFODradio.com. Check those out for sure, because we're not going to go back too much into the whole why'd you start rapping, who inspires you, where are you from, but you can get that on those ones. I got Tayshaun with me. What's happening, Tayshaun?
Tayshaun is doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tayshaun's doing great. It's weird because I got to stretch a lot nowadays. I don't know why, but I feel like I got to stretch out my shoulders a lot nowadays.
My neck is killing me right now.
I don't know why it is.
Stress.
It's like pretty much, yeah. that's pretty much what I gained from it. It's like when your shoulders are like literally up to your earlobes, that's when it's like a problem.
Chill.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm about to go get a massage. Yo, so I have some news.
What is that?
Don't be mad.
Okay.
I went to Supremes.
Why?
So
why? Why?
I know.
Why?
I know.
Why?
I know.
Why?
I know. So shout out to Cliff Notes. I was at the Cliff Notes listening session last week.
Yes.
Right? At Suya Joint. First of all, it was dope. Exposed TV, Amanda Shea. It was cool. It was like a record listening, but public, and you could give feedback and stuff. It was really dope. So shout out to them. They got some video coming out. But, so, you know, Darius has a record on there. So, of course, I'm from the East.
Of course.
I'm in my zone. And then I get a Uber driver coming back.
Yeah.
Who happens to let slip that he's from Brockton. So I was like, I love Brockton. And I've been planning this trip to Supremes. Like, I keep hearing about Supremes. And he lost it, dude. He just freaked out about Supremes and all
serious?
Stuff. So I was like, all right.
I wanted to go.
So listen, though. So I texted Darius. It's like 1 a.m. I'm like, dude, we have to make this Supremes trip happen. And he's like, all right, what are you doing tomorrow? Because I'm moving to Delaware on Saturday.
Mm.
So it had to happen Friday night, and I went down there. I was like, dude, we talk about this every week on the air.
I know.
We should talk to you about it, because we didn't even know you were moving. But basically happened last minute. I went to Supremes.
I was upset. I couldn't even go.
We'll go back, man.
I couldn't even go. I was in a studio session. I couldn't even go.
I know.
I'm so heated.
It was everything. I got a cheesesteak and a pepperoni slice.
Wow.
It was,
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm not upset that you went. I'm just upset that I didn't go with you.
We're going back, because
I'm just upset that I didn't go with you. That's the only reason why I'm upset right now, because I wanted to go, but it's just like,
T is probably at home kicking things, and I'm sorry, man. I thought about you guys the whole time.
I'm sad.
Shout out to Tia, by the way. She's at home. She's under the weather, but she's going to be texting us some questions and stuff. But it's dope, though. We're going to go back. Shout out to Darius one time. He made it down to Delaware. I ended up kicking it with him. We went out. They had like a house party because it was his last night there.
Mm-hmm.
Rory was there.
Oh, wow.
Rory's
really?
Still taking us to Frank's, though. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Eastside Brockton was good. That being said, we're going to play some East Side Market, because I saw the East Side Market. I felt like I was just in a Darius Haywood song for like 6 hours Friday night, which was dope. We're going to play this record, play a couple more records, and we'll be back with Latrell James. So,
of course.
Yeah.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this again. I don't get tired of it.
That's what's up. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio.
From the East. You know, we was like really on the hill and all that, you know what I mean? Hey.
Bad boy selling out of East Side Market. New money selling, hope, can you reach that target? Bad boy selling out of East Side Market. New money selling, hope, can you reach that target?
Let me get you playing, you the captain, homie. This is holy matrimony. I share the wealth, it's nice to know me. You get the ball, you going Kobe. You winning for the wins only. Sends out my window, an arm reach like my Kenfo. The pose yelling 10-4, you hitting licks in that rental.
Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target?
They don't ever call the law. Only call the Lord when it's time for war. Yeah, turn a good soul to a corpse, show no remorse. 24-7, flex like L.A. fit. Got an 8-ball on the Pele. Rather do a song with Dwelle. It's home, but it hurt to tell me. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes to see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes to see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Let me get a pack of rollies. Backwards, cause the pack is on me. Ay. Stay the game too plain, you the captain, homie. This is Michael versus Russell. I nailed a jumper, no discussion. I'm Russell West with the hustle. I'm losing track of triple doubles. I got a verse, you need assistant. They box me out, I grab the misses. Scoring is the main intention. You in the lane, I frame the picture. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Cop a slice from Supremes. After 10 hit the corner store. I was looking for the quarter waters. They was moving with a quarter on them. On the bus like a fresh scholar. Had the fresh collars with the horses on them. Had the cash, they was copping it. Jan Sport full of property. Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Them boys selling out of east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target? Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Pay me no mind when life is free. Love is so blind that I can't see. Open your eyes, see my dreams. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Them boys selling by the east side market. New money selling hope, but can you reach that target?
Dark, Amy. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Will it light up the whole world, Daddy? Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world.
Ouch, what rhyme with gout? Wild childless rappers that need the timeout. Wash their mouth out with brawners for showing out for sponsors. No doubt, scouts honor, cut off allowances and take away their toys. You think that's harsh, it's even worse for the boys. Whoop that ass in front of your friends and drag them by the airload. Like, don't do it again. Now get to them chores or else you can't hit the blunt for a month. And you grounded, no outside, no out front. Grown folks talking, don't even mumble. Watch him run away from home and come back humble. It's too much sugar, start to hide my act. Scheming on a snack, look like someone needs a nap. Real MCs, that whiny piss pot rappers and snotty nose club rats get slapped. Off they monkey bars and this riddle ruckus. Little.
When are they gonna turn on the lights?
As in on stage or lyrical might, contrary to bias towards age or physical height. They need to go fly a kite, Mike, to get high off life, like instead of playing games and sight fight. Slow down, buddy, or things could get ugly. Running behind Arnold like Chicken Chester Dudley. Out here doing the darndest things, hysterical. How they got through the kindergarten is a miracle. Get back up in his house, a grandmama shout. Wandering through the hood in tight pajamas with their out. Strolling by, rolling eyes like hater. Facing fingers sticky and dirty from icky nylators. Give him a mean look, that's my word. The belt is right here, be seen and not heard. Respect your elders, tell your sisters and brothers. The whole world's watching y'all's little mother.
Light up the whole world, Daddy. Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world.
Thank you.
Soon as I was born, I knew I was due to do some damage. Came out the womb, doctors passed me around the room in panic. 4-pound dark purple, couldn't even breathe on my own. Shaking baby in the incubator, breathing machine for my lung. Doctor told my mom and pops they gon' have to keep me for a couple months. Papa regretting doing coke, mama probably those couple blunts. Little did they know it's nothing to be ashamed of. As long as we keep the unconditional love between us, I feel like the Mona Lisa. Hospital found out my pops had a lapse in his insurance. I learned just how people are quick to turn. The doctor came back and said we gon' release him. That's the same thing in my first deal the label head said. Same Mr. Judge after 365 days in jail cells. You probably think my moms and pops ain't raised me. Well, wait, please, I was hard-headed. The only person who can get through to me was maybe Jay-Z. They tried to give my autistic son medicine for ADHD. Same kid who can look at a piano and memorize all 88 keys. I learned everything I need to know with day one in the hospital. Vague on the doubt you, and you can't even pay no one to care about you. Care about
as we proceed to give you what you need, y'all know what it is. We'd like to welcome you to another round of hip-hop in its purest form. On behalf of Heaven Studios and Works of Art, we coming.
Coming.
1966, March 21st. Woo! And July 17, 61, March the birth. Woo! Birth of two phenoms. I'm talking about Chris Edward Martin and Keith Edward Elam.
Okay.
This is for the real Gangstar fans, not the ones who call us P-Rhyme. One come from Massachusetts, the other from Texas. Had a dream to become the next shit. Filled up his whole truck trunk with records and moved to New York. That's where premiered it, got linked with Guru the Lord. If ever duplicated, hell frozen, there was a blue moon before it. And that shit birthed group home. Freddie Fox and five shit like Jay-Z, Nas, Big. I'm just coming clean like the J. Rue song. Yo, MTV Raps, rock him in the back. Fat Five, Freddy in the hat, interviewing Chuck Rock. Pac in the cut with his boots from Juice on. Pac still killing to this day, still the one they trying to be. Yep. Y'all know I'm from Detroit, I'm digging in the crates. Now I'm from the Diamond D. I ain't with the showbiz, I'm just AG. Trying to sign me a Fat Joe deal and going baller. Every bitch I got OT is on call. That's OC. I confess that I finesse. I smile at death like Malcolm X. I'm solid, yes. In 99, I told myself if I could figure out how to bottle that, I'll be out of debt. Y'all niggas just novices. Y'all can just move aside. I got that car pedestrian confidence. Yes sir.
Yes, sir.
I got that Uber drive. Y'all wanna know who the best is? Look around at who alive and who done died.
Then what?
Then look at me. Kendrick Lamar and Pusha T. M in the slaughters. Y'all don't have to look any farther for the rhymers. Y'all are the past. At the present time, I'm the future. Cause all my competition trying to be designers. I'm just tired of being underrated by these lazy bloggers. They just tired of re-rewinding. Y'all tired of me saying I'm the greatest.
Y'all tired yet?
Y'all, I'm tired of re-reminding. I survived Vietnam and my city laid me a grave. Preem laced me boom boom with Lady Erase. Since then I've been on my Jamie and Ray. Nobody seeing me. She dush, I give a duck. She'll never forget. That's D&D. Green cut, green cut.
I'll be back, but for now just
come on back with me. This black history premieres on the wheels. Yeah, we making black history.
I'll be back, but for now just
come on back with me. This textbook Big L and Pun on the reel to reel. That black history.
I made up my mind, went to sleep dead. That's in the past. I'm gonna wake up alive now.
Green cut, green cut.
I'll be back, but for now, just
come on back with me. This black history, black history.
So much sacrifice, so much everything. You know, you lose your loved ones. You know, you lose your friends. You lose everyone just for this dream. You know, but it's like, do you chase this dream or do you chase your loved ones? You know, like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And you know, one thing that I told myself is, if I die doing this music, I did it for those ones that I love.
They tryna pick up where I left off. I ain't left nothing. I'm right forever. Righteous, clever. Somehow stay involved with all the right endeavors. And I'm like, whatever. Jealous cause my drive is better. Take me over mountains. My forecast show I'ma climb it. Whether the odds are against me or they stacked in my favor. Scholar camaraderie's with me. It's automatic, they hate us. Because we hunt when we hungry. We don't wait for a cater. When we see it, we get it. And say no, no to a favor. You put your hand out for one, it becomes chubs in that gator. You lose your hand at that moment. That's Luke Skywalker and Saber. And all my mom and my father. Man, I'ma get to this paper. And all my sisters and brothers. Our house won't have any neighbors. I never got what I wanted, but had Nintendo and Sega. You all just open up doors. I do impressions of Kramer. I make crowds put hands together. Is that applauding or prayer? Either way, things ain't never been as clear.
what I'm looking at.
I'm just trying to get this paper, ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things, a nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers, now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own, do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own, get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own, do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own, get this work all on my own.
Did this work all on my lonely, I ain't had none of my homies. Thought that they would have my back since Tommy and Dino Spumoni. Now I have to lay the smack it down on all of these jabronis. Don't associate with phony, what my grandmama had told me. James Synonymous with real, you ain't never seen LBS, never seen LBS. Getting back for the move, that's birth control. I ain't killed in them situations we living in. Even your family changed color, seen that live with Aunt Vivian. I got nothing to lose, with a whole lot to gain. Y'all pray for bigger targets, I'm perfecting my aim. I invest in this business, y'all invest in the chain. No situation at this table if you got nothing to bring. I'm losing friends in my mental from sacrifices I'm making, because I'm focused on working. Man, there's no time to get faded. The most close-minded of people be the ones to strip you naked. Feel that hatred, things ain't never been as clear. When I'm looking at,
I'm just trying to get this paper, ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things, a nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers, now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own, do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own, get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own, do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own, get this work all on my own.
On My Own, we're back. Latrell James in the building.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure seeing you.
Likewise, brother. It's been too long.
Way too long, man. What's good?
I'm rapping. I'm producing. Eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You got right into the PB&J.
It's the greatest thing put on earth.
Why do you feel that way? Let's have a real conversation right now.
It's a dessert and a snack at the same time, and I don't think you could really find anything that wins that battle. You got bread, got the carbs, you got the jelly, peanut butter, contrast. It's beautiful.
Okay.
And you can feed that to a child, and that's like a snack you bring to school. Or he's like, yo, I need something sweet. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's cheap.
Yeah. What type of jelly?
Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry. It depends, though, what it is. You can do blackberry, but you got to pair it up with some almond butter or something. Mix it up a little bit. Always on wheat, though.
Yo, this is like, remember when like grilled cheese became a gourmet thing? Like I can see you slanging that gourmet PB&J.
Yo, they already doing it in LA.
Are they?
They're doing it in LA. Somebody tagged me in it on Twitter. They're doing it in LA already. Man. I'm kind of hurt by it.
Toasted PB&J?
Gourmet.
Oh, millennials are unstoppable.
Pinkies up, peanut butter and jellies. I don't want that.
Yo, so actually something we've been doing is we always ask people ahead of time what topics we should talk about on here. And the number one comment was the underratedness of apple jelly.
Wow.
That exists?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, it's real. Nah, it's really good. I wouldn't pair it with peanut butter or anything like that. It's something you just kind of like put on.
Pair it.
Something you just put on toast. It's something
it.
You toast some bread, hit it with the apple jelly, and keep it
really
moving. Yeah.
Okay.
Dash a little cinnamon on top of it, too. That's the sneak move right there.
Dang, try that sounds crazy. Home.
Yo, it is good.
That sounds crazy. Yeah.
The food
I'm a jelly connoisseur.
Yeah, I can tell that, man.
Actually,
shout out to Welch's.
The one peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I had, it was on oatmeal raisin bread.
Yo.
I didn't actually like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches until I ate that.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man. You got to be careful. It's a little too sweet.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sugar from the raisins. Raisins in general have a lot of sugar, but that's a delicious sandwich right there. Very good. You don't even have to toast the bread. You could just warm it up.
Exactly.
So where the raisins and the cinnamon feel like it's melting. But look at the...
Man.
That was like once, though.
I didn't get too deep in that.
If you do your next album, if you set up a peanut butter and jelly stand at Freedom Fest or at something like that...
Sell out.
And just hand out peanut butter and jelly and your album...
They'll sell out.
You'll have the number one record in New England.
Absolutely. I know that.
Okay.
I know that. But we ain't gonna do that. Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'll make sure I give you a percentage of that, because that's a smart idea.
Oh, no. It's free.
Nah, we'll give it to the
20%
radio station.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll all donations to the radio station.
Perfect. Gotcha. All right, let's get it. Yeah, so, Latrell, besides being a connoisseur and probably one of the first guests on our food podcast, which is coming up, we'll talk about the new record later, but we got the Pull Up Friday.
Yeah, super huge. I think this is like legit my first headlining show. Well, somebody actually reached out to me to headline a show in Massachusetts. And I'm excited. And it's cool because it's people that I actually genuinely like.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, Real P, Marquise, those are people that literally like actually put me on one of my first stages. It was Mark Maron and then Real P and Marquise who put me on my first stages in Massachusetts. So to come full circle and be able to do this, amazing.
This whole thing is full circle because we book guests like 6 months in advance. We booked this interview before a date was even known. That lined up. Perfect. Last time you were in here, 5.5 had just dropped. We were talking about Real P that whole episode.
Yep.
So it's crazy.
Timing's amazing, man.
If you let the universe work.
God's plan.
Yeah. God's plan. So, and live, you're on some other ish.
Yeah.
So what should people expect?
Fun. I mean, I try to have fun. There's going to be new music, of course. But most importantly, just come have fun. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times do we get to have a local hip-hop show? And not using the word local as in, like, local artists, but, like, artists from New England on a show on a Friday. That's usually, you know, a venue's book day where they book big artists. So we got the spotlight. So let's take full advantage of it.
It's going to be in the 50s, too.
Yeah.
I noticed. Yeah. I noticed something, like, usually, like, outside of performances, like, you seem really relaxed.
All the time.
Like, you're just, like, really, like, you know, mellow. Like, you're, like, an ocean, really. Yeah. And then it's, like, when you're on stage, it's like a thunderstorm. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's
two different Latrells.
Yeah. And it's just, like, how do you really, like, how does one channel that, though?
I get the jitters like everybody else before I go on stage. Like, that's every time I go on stage, too. Like, I don't know, man. Like, we did a So Far show the other day, and I'm like, I'm not worried about my lyrics, but it's just like, all right, cool. I'm in front of all these people, and my job is to entertain them. And, like, I always make sure that's the first thing. Like, yeah, I'm a musician, but I'm an entertainer. Like, people need to be entertained when I leave. So, like, I just try to make sure that's the focal point. And I'm really just, like, a super calm person. Like, I laugh a lot at home, and I'm chill. I don't really go too crazy. But on stage is a different thing. I'm supposed to be that. Supposed to be polarizing and people want to be next to you, so I hope it works. I don't know, it's all a test. This is all my like big experiment.
It is an experiment. You test a lot of records live, which is what I like. We were talking about that earlier. You have a ton of records that we know because we've seen you live, but if people haven't seen you live, they don't even know they exist, and they're missing out, to be honest.
Absolutely.
The Trick Daddy joint.
Trick Daddy.
Yo.
That was the first thing I said. Trick Daddy was the first thing I said, yo.
Yo, yeah.
I love that song, dog.
That's crazy. That song if you came to the shows, you would know. I mean, like, we test songs out live because, like, where else would you get the most honest feedback, right? Like, I can send it to my friends, but they'll give me their feedback, and I have them, of course, but, like, live.
You gotta see if it moves the crowd.
If it works, then I'm like, all right, cool, we're gonna run with this one. But even so, like, I mean, I moved Trick Daddy out of the rotation. I might bring it out on Friday. I don't know. I haven't performed that
could be anything.
So y'all might be on a song.
Whew. We'll see.
Y'all might be on a song.
Only one way to find out. Friday night, Once Somerville at the Pull Up.
You excited about seeing anybody from the Pull Up?
Boogie the God. I seen him once at Wonder Bar, but, like, that's been, like, 2 years. So, like, his progress is amazing. And, like, I just really like his music. So, like, I want to see how it translates live. So, like, that would be my number one. And then
he just dropped a new record this week, too.
Yeah, I heard it. It's over that the same sample from the J-Lib joint that had me. I was like, whatever. But, but nah, it's still fire. But that and Lily Rain from Rhode Island. Those two are like, I'm intrigued by.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. There's a lot of artists. We were talking about last week, we had Balin and Philly G on, and Boogie came up then, too. So,
see?
Yeah, yeah. It's cool, though. We're getting put on to people, too. So, It's going to be real fun.
That's what this is all about, right? We're supposed to share the new artists and big them up as well. And it's the whole point.
Yeah, man. That's a question because I love the collaboration that's going on right mm-hmm. now. And people are already starting to talk about how they wish things were more competitive again. Mm-hmm. What side of that do you fall on?
I like what I like. I rap with who I want to rap with. I work with who I want to work with. I think if people just stay in that lane, then it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think like forcing stuff and pushing people to work and do things, I don't like that stuff. So like, it's not. I don't think there's competition lacking. I think people are just focused on their own goals.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're focused on your own goals, you're not really competing with anybody because you're trying to achieve that goal. Like, you really think about any sport, like sports. Like the Chicago Bulls in the 90s wasn't thinking about, oh man, we're going to run into the Seattle Supersonics. They're like, yo, we got to get better throughout the season. So I think that's everybody's approach now, seeing that, you know, we can actually have successful artists out of the New England region.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tokens, you got Bia and Stiz, all these people doing well. So it's like, all right, cool. Let me focus up and drive straight forward. Not saying that everybody's particular situation is going to go in that same direction, but I think people are being more strategic.
Absolutely. Which is great, which mm-hmm. is what they should be. You've definitely been focused since we met you.
I'm trying, man.
Dude, distance was still like the blueprint and you followed it. I mean, dude, the first time I met you, you said, excuses are monuments of nothingness that build bridges to nowhere.
Shout out to Mr. Mordian from my sixth grade middle school. He literally laid that on me, bro. And I've lived by that, so.
So you're in the zone,
mm-hmm.
focused. Have you been producing more lately? Is that why it's been sort of slow for you putting out records or?
Nah. I mean, I've done a plethora of things, man. There was a Cheerios commercial that aired all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard about that.
Yeah. you know, that
is that sarcasm?
You know, that happened. And mean, like, what's the point of rushing something at the end of the day? Like,
yeah.
I record every day. I produce every day. Like, I can send you a private SoundCloud link where you're like, oh, Latrell really does record every day.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
But it's like, at the end of the day, like, you got to have a plan and a strategy. So, like, it was more so about life stuff was happening at the moment, like my parents and stuff,
okay.
And like health concerns and stuff. So like
everyone's my brother good now? As well.
Yeah, everything's okay. Good now. It's better. Like, and that's just progress is the most important thing.
Yep.
So like everything's cooler now. So it's like it's time to actually move forward and put this music out and let the people have it and live with it.
I'm glad you brought up your family
because mm-hmm.
we've seen your brother around lately.
Shout out to Ted.
And then you have two wildly talented sisters as well.
Lila. Yeah. How's Lila been doing?
She's rapping again, which is like exciting. We're actually making music together, which is cool. I mean, she's older now, so like she's 18 now, so like, you know, I have two other people that really love making music, even my older sister as well, but like to be around that, and she has different fresh ideas that I don't have all the time, and she has a new approach on music, so it's really good. Brother's always making music. Now she's always making music. We're kind of like fighting over my computer now because she'd be down there too much, doing too much. It's getting really good because I feel like the sound is growing because of her involvement. So shout out to my little sister.
That's what's up, man. It must be so dope to have the whole fam rocking like that.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's so. I mean, it's I can only cool. speak from a perspective where it's like you're the only musician, but when you have an entire family, though, that's like consistently like, you know, throwing out like ideas, mm-hmm. music ideas, like that sounds like
it's awesome. It's interesting, man. I mean, like my little brother, Ted's amazing. He's always going to be amazing. I always say he's a better producer than me, and that's what I want at the end of the day. I started rapping so people could hear his beats. Because nobody was listening to our beats at all. And I still got emails. I hold receipts, yo. So, like, nobody was listening.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, once, you know, I started putting out music, people started paying attention a little bit more. So, it's just funny to see how things have spun.
You talked about that on the first one, too. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, Sonny Carson opening my emails.
Shout out to Boston.
Yeah, shout out to Boston. They move how they move.
Shout out to Boston.
Yo, so, we're going to play a record. And then we have a ton of hard-hitting questions for you.
Fire.
I hope you're ready.
Fire.
I only have super old Trell James records. I think we're going to do Distance.
That's a great one.
And we do have a world premiere coming up a bit later, but you know, people have to wait for that.
Make them wait. Make them wait.
Yeah, yeah. That's happening at 7:55.
Make them wait. Yes.
Yeah, something like that. No, no. See, that's the trick. You're not supposed to tell them. You know, when you watch it, you're like, right after the break, we'll be back. We may have a new record. This is Distance. This is off 12. Still getting spins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that record do what you wanted to do?
Nah, no record's done what I wanted to do. I wouldn't be here.
What? What do you mean?
I mean, when you work on something, you think every record you make is the next big record.
Okay.
So, like, if it did what I wanted to be, I wouldn't be here.
Okay.
Like, in this, not like in this air, like here, like at
I know what you're saying.
I wouldn't be in Massachusetts right now.
I know what you're saying.
I'll be touring the world.
I know what you're saying.
If 12 did what I wanted it to do, I'll be touring the world.
So, yeah, you want to be on the move.
Yeah.
You better not go Hollywood on us.
Nah, you guys got my number. You can hit me whenever.
Until it changes. Nah, I'm kidding. He wouldn't change.
Same number for 10 years.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Same email, too. Holla.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo. All right. That being said, we're going to play Distance. And then hopefully after this next record, you can put some distance between yourself and, you know, get some frequent flyer miles up. So Latrell James, we'll be back with him after this. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Am I wrong to tell my little brother follow his dreams? How we gon' fail when his friends get that college degree? Probably like me, got a semester to go. And I don't plan on going back, it don't connect with my goals. Most doubted out of my class, I'm the victorious one. Differences, they cross the stages, I'm performing on them. They ain't think sitting in classrooms was torturing him. Music was the only thing that was important to him. Arguing with my girl, she want a kid in the house. But I don't fit in that equation, she ain't figured it out. My occupation isn't applications, filling them out. Sometimes making your own path could be the simplest route. I went from jump shots to 16s at 15. Hopefully to Maybach from 10 speeds. You can have a small head with big dreams. You reap what you sow, and that shit seems. I heard no when I needed favors. When I just needed an ear, they thought I was hitting that paper. If you bullshit now, you gon' bullshit later. And that bullshit suits you well, Craig Sager. I'm in it for the long run, I'm gone for the distance. Asthmatic, but excuses ain't a word in my diction. This is for the failures and the honorable mentions. Man, I couldn't keep my ass out of detention. Lord, give me a list.
I had good friends change up and ex-girls hang up. That's why I went out on my own. Tying my belt, doing this for myself. Don't you ever interfere with my zone. I need time to get away, get away, get away, get away. Cause you're no good for me. Get away, get away, get away, get away. Cause you're just holding me back.
Am I wrong telling my own family to fuck off? They lucky that they ain't getting cut off. Just cause you know what, it don't mean that you give a play to him. We might have the same blood, but still I can't relate to him. I got family members I ain't seen in some years, saying they can't wait till I blow up my rap career. I ain't giving you a job and you ain't holding a goat. You wasn't there when I cried, so disappear when I run. My mama's fourth child, I'm the second born son. Writing this book and I'll be sure to tell the story when done. I'm like the most punctual nigga, yet they still be asking questions when comma come around, see me colon in that Lexus. See some killer slash thug niggas cry getting sentenced. Doing life and leave they baby mama pregnant. I never made mistakes, marked it all as a blessing. Can't complain about shit, cause I'm currently progressing. Got my parents and my health, that's a motherfucking blessing. Told them wait till I get money with my Home Alone expression. I'm on the brink of genius and maniac depression. Be working slave hours, ending up with sloppy seconds. Time waits for none, you better go and get yours. Keep distractions to a minimum, they throw you off course. And on that note, till I'm performing in a foreign town, Kentucky Derby, it's the wrong time to horse around.
I had good friends change up and ex-girls hang up. That's why I went out on my own. I had to tie in my spell, doing this for myself. Don't you ever interfere with my zone. I need time to get away, get away, get away, get away. Cause you're no good for me. Get away, get away, get away, get away. Cause you're just holding me back.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. Tayshaun's asking for hair advice from Latrell. You got one of the nicest artists in the city here. And he's like, yo, man.
I need some help with my hair.
Help you with my hair, bud.
Yo. So, distance, as always.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shout out to Tia. Tia's homesick right now, but she's here in spirit. She wants to know, have you ever thought of doing a whole family record?
What does that mean? Like, with my family involved?
Yeah, like, all you on one.
Dude, I got a high number on the new one. Like, we're not all on one, but they all played a part on it somewhere.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I never thought of that, but, I mean, it's a lot of moving parts, man. Yeah. I got 5 other siblings.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
It is.
To get in one room and then be on the same page.
Do it over Thanksgiving dinner or something.
Yeah, we got a record, something like that. Yeah, we talk about that on the album coming out. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
He's usually so secretive, but we're pulling stuff out of him this time. It's good.
Yeah. So, well, the album coming, so like I got no choice but to
talk coming,
about it.
It's coming,
right?
So it is coming.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
It exists.
It exists on my private SoundCloud.
When is it coming?
I don't know. When is right?
Slight hint.
Timing, yo, we put music out on Thursday.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
I guess it makes the most sense, right? It gotta be coming if I'm putting something out, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would've just stayed hidden, you know, until whenever. Until my beard grew out super long.
Yeah.
And I look like a sage.
Beard gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are on your sage.
Yeah. I'm chill, bro.
Sage
like,
wave.
I'm very, very happy.
That's good. Life. That's good, man. So you had a birthday since we last spoke.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, sir.
And whenever I'm at a friend's birthday, I always ask them, what did their last year teach them?
Be patient. I think I probably said that the first time I was up here, too, which is crazy.
You knew to be patient already. What did you learn, though?
To be even more patient.
Even more?
Yeah, I mean, like, we rush everything, man. Everything is given to us at our fingertips with phones and social media. People are putting albums out left and right, sneak albums, a song a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm stirring my gumbo until it's perfect.
Right.
And then when it's time to serve that gumbo, I just, you know, the lines will be there.
Mm-hmm.
People got to remember, the lines is going to show up. Just make sure the gumbo good.
Right.
The gumbo's good.
It's very good. I mean,
the gumbo is good.
I mean, there were several, there's a song that we're going to be playing later, but I remember you performing it at a Zoomix.
Yeah.
And that was like ridiculous because was that the first time that you performed it?
Yeah, that was last year, January, yeah.
Yeah, it was with the live band and I just remember everybody just going like crazy.
Yeah,
and I was
crazy.
Just like, and yeah, it's just like really dope because like the whole thing about patience, really, mm-hmm. it's all about like, you know, just making sure like you can attack like whenever it's time. So mm-hmm. it's just like, that's just really good to know because when was that again? When was that?
January, literally the last day of January last year.
Mm,
that's a whole year.
Yeah.
Removed from that. We're a year and 3 months in. Going on a
vault.
A
yeah. vault over there.
It doesn't even. That felt like so long ago, though.
That's the key to it is like, as artists, we grow impatient, but it's old to us and new to everyone else. So, like, just remember that when you're creating and, like, music is. You're going to grow and you're going to feel like you've outgrown what you worked on. But the key to it is knowing that, hey, if this worked, why not let it work?
Right.
And that's what was like the whole thing with 12 too. It's like, all right, why am I rushing to put out another album after I just put out a whole album about my life? Like, that's a lot. Like, consume that before you really like want to move on, you know?
The other thing is people get caught up too and mm-hmm. think, oh, it's old, everyone's heard it. No, there's half a billion people in exactly. America. They haven't all heard 12 yet.
And that's just America, man. People right. have, you know, overseas fan bases and all of that. So
right.
like, what is the rush? Find a way to keep working those records and getting them in front of the right people. Because you never know. It's one record that will literally change your life.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is one record, really.
That's it.
And also, I was talking with Sam about this earlier today, about constantly emitting. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you constantly just like put out material, you constantly try to exercise your creativity mm-hmm. and showcase your creativity, kind of stuns your growth, because mm-hmm. then you feel like you're just constantly doing the same thing over and over again, so you don't find new ways to improve.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm weird, man. I literally like try to create every day, because I feel like just creating is a muscle memory thing. Like, when you learn how to create a great record, you won't forget it. So if you keep exercising how to make a great record, you're only going to get better day to day. So, like, I've been learning, just keep creating, keep going through your creative blocks. I don't get those anymore either, like a writer's block anymore, because I'm always exercising that muscle now. Like, when I hear people like, oh, I got a writer's block, I'm like, how? Like,
yeah.
Keep working at what you do and what makes you good, and like what people like about your music, and you'll grow really fast.
Mm-hmm.
We need a gem dropping sound effect.
I keep doing the poetry snaps, but it didn't sound right on the mic.
We need somebody out there, send us a gem dropping soundtrack. You know, we'll just but
the triangle.
Right, no, it deserves more than a triangle. How did you link up with Billy for this record?
Wow, me and Billy. I've known Billy. There was a event at Middle East Upstairs. It was like they were making beats based off of video games.
Which, like, for the stew, or was
he played some? Nah, it was just like a beat show. I don't remember exactly, but he won the competition that night. But I've heard of him prior to that, because he was working with Terminology,
right?
On the Shut Up and Rap. Yeah, so I was like, yo, Billy's really dope, and I just ended up meeting him there. Like, we was conversing on Twitter and all of that before that, but like, I met him there. He happened to win that night mm-hmm. with some crazy Donkey Kong Country flip. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And
that's the best thing to
this say. Isn't like the new record that we're putting out. It's not the first record that we did. Me and Billy Loman have a lot of work together. It's just, this is the one that is right for this moment. So like, I've been working with Billy since 2015.
Okay.
Like, right after 12. But like, we finally found something that works for both of us. Like, you know, when you work with somebody, you want to make your world and their world exist in one world.
Yeah.
You don't want to just take one person and put them in their world. It looks weird. I mean, you just don't take a blood and put it in the crypt territory. You want right. to make purple.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got him out of his bag a little bit, switching up his beats.
Yo, speaking of that, it was super cool. So Loman came out to Brockton, and we literally made those records the day of. Like, there's more than one. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other producers you're rocking with right now?
Yeah, that's an awesome question to ask. There's a kid from Philly. I'll definitely shout him out. A kid named Teddy Meanface. He's amazing. Mm. Kid named Kieron from Brockton. Absolutely a beast. Billy. Kid named Chris Barry from Western Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That name sounds really familiar.
And my brother.
And your brother.
Yeah.
You said Chris Berry?
Chris Berry. He's in a group called Frevo.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I did a record with them called Orange Mango Smoothie. And in return, he sent me something so beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I can't wait.
That record already sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Hungry after this. Yeah, shout out to all those dudes. Mm-hmm. And if they're tuned in, or anyone else is tuned in, submissions@lfodradio.com. That's mm-hmm. how we build with everybody. So that's how we met. I was just looking through here to download them, and it's like, new artist submission. Like, you know, it's wild to think about it now, but that was way back, man. So we got to ask you the most important question.
Yeah.
And then we are going to play a new record.
Yeah.
From Latrell James.
Yeah.
What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
Oh, man, wow.
I wanted to ask that question.
That means, to me, that means basically do what you were put on this earth to do, and do what makes you happy. And like, I kind of live by that. Like, I don't know if people, like, if you know me more personally, like, I really just do things that make me happy, and like, you know, that moves me spiritually. Like, I don't try to focus on anything that I can't control, or that I'm incapable of doing. I focus on things I can do and can accomplish. So like, that's my lifestyle. That's what Live Free or Die means to me. You know, focus on, you know, the things that make you happy.
Dope. He didn't say liquor and cigarettes, which is an improvement.
Wait.
We've gotten some wild answers recently.
We didn't ask that the first time.
No, we did.
No, we did, but like, oh, wait. On the first time that y'all had him?
Oh, I don't know. This is not good radio anymore.
No, but I mean, like, oh, yeah, but legit, like, Yeah, we did get some answers.
Yeah, we got some craziness. But
shout out to Darius too.
Is he just blowing us up?
Nah, he knows. He knows. We talking.
Oh, okay.
That's my brother.
Man's on his Apple Watch, you know, conducting multiple conversations at once.
Sitting beside him.
Yeah. So, you want to play this new record?
Yeah. Let's play Okay.
Do you think they're ready? Have they waited long enough?
You want me to give a speech for it?
What do you want to do?
We got enough time to give a speech for it?
Man, yeah, you do.
All the time in the world.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the creation of this record.
Do you want to do it before or after?
Afterwards. It'll sound sexier.
All right.
Brand new world premiere. Boom, boom, boom. Latrell James. Okay. Produced by Billy Loman. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this.
That was the loudest I've ever heard, Sam.
Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. I probably kill myself from bottle sipping. Okay. Cause I be drinking just to solve my issues. Okay. I spent 200 on some scratcher tickets. Okay. And I ain't make a buck on none of them. Okay. My luck been running now. Larry Bird had his clover. Michael Jordan had a Pippin. Wake me up when it's all over. I've been down, but don't fuss. Down in the cup. Brown in my cup. This ain't Henny pimping. Bank account was looking low. Having thoughts of hitting Brink so I could pay his way to college before he see kindergarten. Work this 9 to 5 till I get a new position and it's paying 12 an hour. The system. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. My cousin wants the water whipping. Okay. He served his time and cared for all his children. Okay. He told me stay in school and not the prisons. Okay. And pick your pants up, you are not a. Okay. My luck been running now. Peyton Manning had his. The horseshoe Kobe Bryant has Shaquille. Get yours now, I'm trying to warn you. I've been down, but don't fuss. Drown in the cup. Drown in my cup. This ain't E&J. Ever seen a rapper try to pay his way through college, buying food and all your books? What have you broke by next deposit? Refund check that go to travel. Refund checks that's in your closet. And I need a refund check if you ever flaked on a solid. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here. Okay. Rule number one, don't trust no politicians. Okay. Rule number two, stay out your mama business. Okay. I ain't got time for all the contradictions. Okay. It seem like no one got no common sense here.
Yo, we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. That was Okay. Releasing on Thursday. Brand new. Latrell James, produced by Billy Loman.
Billy, what up?
What's good, Billy? So, man, 7 minutes.
Yeah. Firstly, shout out to Billy Loman. Shout out to Art, Lightfoot, Aldora, Chris, Jess, Eric, anybody involved in making this record cool is cool. Yeah, I'm excited though. It's been a while, man. I haven't put out music in a while, so.
Years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the Cheers commercial came out.
Yeah.
That was music. But nah, I'm just excited, man. It's been so long. I've been performing, though. That's the craziest thing. I've been performing, but there's just been no music put on any streaming platform. So, like, finally giving people something that they've asked for. I've gotten bugged about it. So, and once I said what I said in the pull-up interview, which I said it was dropping at the end of the month, people started holding me to it, so it had to come out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
That's why you chilled on interviews for a while too, right?
Yeah.
They get you.
That's
you
know? All I kept getting asked too. It was like, yo, when's the next music? And when the gumbo's right.
Yeah.
It'll come on.
Yo, you don't. It's weird though, because we had, do you know Anson Raps?
Yep.
We had him on a couple weeks back. He only has one record out.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, when he performs, he has plenty. Yeah. But he's got one out, and he still draws a crowd, still has a good time.
No man. Rush, man. What is the point of rushing?
Yeah.
No point at all. Do your thing. Shout out to Anson, too.
Yeah.
Anson's super dope. Yeah. I high-key was pressing him about dropping house music, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was just like, dude. I really need that song. Like I was just like, yo, I really need that song.
Get him to send it to you, man. That's what I do. You get relationships with these people, get him to send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're getting a new Latrell album when he goes home tonight. The private SoundCloud link.
Y'all want to hear everything but the album? I can send you that. They're just rough. They're like ever-growing pieces of music.
Yeah, we'll talk. I mean, let's not brag too much on the air, you know? We'll,
that's not bragging. Just,
no, I mean, us getting the...
Oh, I got y'all. Y'all hold me down. Day oneers.
Word. So... You're heading into the new year, new music, new records, new energy.
New shows, the pull-up on Friday.
Pull-up Friday.
That is super important that we note that.
Pull-up.splashthat.com.
Yeah.
Come out, because it's a new venue that we're breaking in Boston. So this goes well. There's more venues for hip-hop in Boston. And this is a venue that does not usually do hip-hop shows.
Yeah, it's true. And it's well amazing. Needed, man. I mean... I'm excited. It's going to be a really good bill of artists. And just pull up to the pull-up.
Pull up to the pull-up. It's that easy.
It's really that simple. It's a Friday, too.
Yep.
You have nothing else to do, guys. Nothing else. Show up.
Show up. Pull up. Pull mm-hmm. up. Pull up.
And show up, that's about that. It.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. We got some events coming up on in April, too, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Just look out for those.
Yeah. Keep us posted, man. Absolutely. We'll let the people know for sure.
Much appreciated.
Where can people find you? It's at... Latrell James on most things.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the guy that owns my Twitter handle that won't give it back. I am Latrell James on Twitter. Everything else is pretty much Latrell James.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Okay. We have the same Twitter struggle.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable that we can't get LFOD Radio.
Oh, I seen that today. I was like, wait. Interesting.
Oh man, I found the guy's personal account and stuff. He blocked me on everything for asking for it. He hasn't tweeted on there since 2011 or something.
Twitter
got it, bro. Just let it go.
Twitter has to get better at handling idle handles.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
And you can't reach Twitter. You can't reach any of the social networks.
They don't want to talk to you.
Nah, you got to at support. Yeah. Okay, like
then they try to message you. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
I need my handle.
Yeah, I even have a plug at Twitter and they couldn't free it. Like
that's
like,
crazy.
Just delete it. Like
that's crazy. But,
it's like if you're not using it, then why?
Exactly. That's been. I mean, it is what it is. Personal property and stuff. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Latrell, it's been dope.
Thank you. Do you have parting words
for anybody?
Be patient.
Be patient. New Latrell James coming soon.
Yeah.
Thursday morning.
Thursday.
Also, don't trust politicians.
Never.
And stay out your mom's business.
Okay.
Peace.
Hey, you're still on here for a second. We haven't started playing a new record.
Yeah, am I really? Yeah.
What do you want to hear, man? You want to do a throwback?
Can we?
What do you have?
Do you have 99?
I do have it.
Wow, you do?
Of course I do.
I got pressed to do
that.
Because
I really want to hear that.